Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
Because we serve an omnipotent God who is gracious, who is wonderful, who is magnificent. And believe me when I tell you, he is worthy of our praise. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true, great, and wonderful God. Yahweh, the Almighty One, the Ancient of Days, the only living God. Now, time, beloved, to let our mind, body, and soul be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope, beloved, and the only light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord, you beautiful souls. I'm the purpose power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. You best believe it. Fire the gospel experience. We'll light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man. Woman, boy, or girl, because listen, I'm trying to tell you right now, God wants each and every one of us to be victorious believers in Jesus Christ, but you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't be on the outside hanging on the fringes talking about, I'm thinking about it. Well, if you keep on thinking, you might lose your soul. God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. And speaking of truth, we will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Hebrews 11 and 1, where we read the writer is sharing the true substance of our Christ-like faith. And that is far beyond what we know and realize with our innate human five senses. God requires of us a genuine faith that not only exists, but excels during the many different seasons of our lives. It's like the trust exercise of someone standing behind you with your eyes closed, believing that when you fall back, that they will catch you. Those are some of the exercises that I can recall when I was studying to be a counselor. We can't see them, but we know that they are behind us. and overcoming our own fears, we allow ourselves to fall back into their waiting arms to keep us safe from harm. God at times may allow us to go through trials and even harm, but it's because he knows that the final outcome, he will be glorified when he delivers, and we will trust him even more. Lord, have mercy. You can't beat that right there. Trust in God. So we're going to be talking about evidence from the book of Hebrews 11 and 1. My special guest is here, host at Realizing My Best Life Talk Show. Character of Excellence coach and mentor, life skills coach, certified Christian counselor, and author, wow, woman of God, Janice Peterson Townsend is here. She's going to be telling about all the wonderful things that God has done in her life. She's going to keep it real. She's going to tell y'all that it hasn't all been rosy, but there's not a born-again Christian that had not had it like tiptoe through the tulips. That's Tiny Tim. That's before y'all time. But what I'm saying is that she is going to share some things that's going to bless your soul. And then later on in the program, we have woman of God, Mary Angel, to share word of inspiration. So as always, another power-packed show. We're going to honor God. We're going to give him his just due praise. And we're going to leave this fire gospel experience fully equipped and even more impact and spiritually loaded to do whatever it is God called us to do. So call your family members, call your friends, neighbors, co-workers, anybody that's in your spirit right now, call them and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the airwaves, giving God his praise, his glory, just like we're in church, because that's what it is right here on this platform. We're about to have church, y'all. We've already had prayer. As always, this is a prayer and ministry. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for doing what only you can do as you watch over our lives in this ministry. And most of all, we thank you, thank you, thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord Jesus, have your way. This is what we do on this fire gospel experience. And we ain't ashamed, y'all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Light the fuse. know, God is going to make sure that everything is all right because he has invested his name into us, and he is going to make sure that his name will be honored. So God is going to make sure, believers, that everything is going to be all right. Sounds of Man of God, Doobie Powell, featuring the beautiful harmonic vocals of Woman of God, Alexis Spite, singing into our spirits that everything, I promise you, everything is going to be all right. My special guest is here, Woman of God, that has been blessed so well. We just had to reach out and find her and bring her on to this fire gospel experience because I know her testimony has got to be fabulous, as well as the truth that she's going to tell. She's going to share some beautiful principles on this Christian living that's going to encourage each and every one of us. She has a resume and a list that's far too long for me to read everything that this woman of God is doing. But you need to know she is a character of excellence coach and mentor, as well as life skills coach and certified Christian counselor. She is the hostess of Realizing My Best Life talk show, as well as has input with JPT Productions Radio. I'm going to let her explain how much of her hands that she has on that. She is a married woman of God out of the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. I know we're dealing with some circumstances with the weather all over the country, but here she is coming to us live from Houston, Texas, and it's our pleasure to have Woman of God here with us on this fire gospel experience. Don't you know? Yes, Lord. Thank you for joining us, Woman of God, author as well. And we're going to talk about all the many things that she's got going on. Woman of God, Janice Peterson Townsend, is here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, Lord. Yes, she is. Oh, yes, she is. Yes. Woman of God. Thank you for joining us, Woman of God, Janice Peterson Townsend. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Brother Ron. I am so honored that you are having me on the show today. I'm so honored and blessed.
I'm just happy to have you here. I just love how God has a hand in bringing the right people together at the right time for such a time as this, because we are not the ones that's playing church. We are the ones that have been fully convinced that God is every bit who he claims to be in his word, and that we can depend on him and depend on his word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. Yes, God. You spoke just so much truth in that statement. I'm telling you, I am so grateful to God for everything. We don't consider it an accident. And he is pairing his people up with those who, as you said earlier, that are not playing church, but we're being the church.
That's right. Woman of God, I need to share this with you, and I want you to share your humble beginning, and then we'll just flow from there about how good God has been to you and blessed you, even in those days of testing, trials, and troubles. You'll be able to testify about what God did for you, what God means to you. But I heard T.D. Jakes the other day, I was listening to a sermon, and he said, you know, we thank God for the big things, but you know what? Every now and then, we need to just be able to thank God for the breath that we breathe while we sleep, how it continues, how our heart continues to pump blood, and we have nothing to do with it, how we're able to walk on all of our healthy limbs and just have all the activities of our members. You know, we say that sometimes in prayer, but when you stop and think about it, we do those things so much throughout the day without even a thought. I just think that it's good. And T.D. Jakes brought it to my mind that every now and then, thank God for those everyday things that we expect to go on normally. Those are still just as much blessing as that check in the mail, that new car, that new house. Because if you didn't have those things, guess what? That check in the mail, that big, beautiful home, and that new car won't mean so much if you can't enjoy them, because you don't have the blessings of just your physical attributes as well. God is blessing us big, small, and everything in between. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I am so grateful. Brother Ron, you are so right. I've learned to be grateful because of all the things that I've been through. You know, I consider it not an accident, just the start in my life, growing up in the church, having a mom and dad that loved the Lord, and my dad was a deacon, my mother was a deaconess, and an usher in the church. So, you know, I was at church all day, every Sunday.
Yeah, all day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All day. But, you know, I don't despise that because God knew what he was doing because he was preparing me for what's ahead. Mm-hmm. And when I say all day, you know, Sunday school and that Sunday morning, and then, of course, morning worship that Sunday morning, then evening, afternoon service, and then, you know, BTU in the evening.
Yep. Bible study, choir, junior usher board. I know.
You know, you got it. You got it.
I already know.
Yes. And a lot of people, you know, didn't understand why we were always at church. And sometimes I would get a little frustrated as a kid. And I said to myself, when I become an adult, I'm not going to church like that. I'm going to go to church when I want to go to church. But I thank God that being a child and having been reared in the church and going to Sunday school and sitting in church and hearing the word, just being in the atmosphere, because, you know, let's be real, sometimes as children we're doing other things, but just being in that atmosphere had an impact on my mind. God was sowing things into my spirit, just being in the atmosphere, which lets us know that it's important that we have our children in an atmosphere. I mean, they may not be paying attention, at least you think they're not, but if you put them in an atmosphere, an environment where there is spiritual nourishment going forth, meaning the word, the truth, because the word of God is clear. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so growing up in the church, I started singing at the age of 7 and in the junior choir, as you mentioned earlier. and then also even as a teenager, I was appointed to be an assistant superintendent, one of the assistant superintendents of Sunday school. You know, I didn't understand what that was about because I was like, an assistant superintendent, Lord God, what the? But God was preparing me and letting me know already that he had chosen me to be a leader. I didn't feel adequate. And usually any leader that tell the truth, you know, people who don't want to lead, because I didn't want to lead.
And most people who are leading that don't want to lead
are usually the ones that God wants to use, because we don't feel adequate. Yeah. We don't feel up to the call. You know, why are you choosing me? I don't feel like I'm worthy. I don't feel like I know enough. Yeah. I don't know how to speak in front of people, but God was putting me out at the forefront as a little kid, participating in youth programs and stuff like that. But fast forward, in the midst of being in elementary school years, I was molested. And that experience did something to my self-esteem, my low self-esteem. And I did something to bring forth low self-esteem, let me say that. And I didn't share this with my mom or my dad because I felt, you know, I was a daddy's girl, and I never wanted my dad to look down on me, not knowing that he would not have looked down on me. But the enemy led me to believe that if I told my parents that they would be disappointed in me and that I was going to get in trouble. So I was made to feel like, you know, so to speak, inadequate because of that experience. And so I went all the way through middle school and high school carrying all that baggage. Knew the Lord, gave my life to Christ in elementary school, but still had this baggage that I was dealing with, and it helped me to not do all the things that I desired to do or that God had placed in my heart to do as a little kid, because I was struggling with this issue, this little secret that I had that I wouldn't share because of fear. And so all those years I dealt with that struggle. So anyway, fast forward, it wasn't until I became a young adult in college, and I got from around my
peers that I was around at that time during elementary school that knew all the little things that were going on, and they would use, you know, I'll even mention that I was a little chubby girl, and I was a little chubby girl because of that experience. A lot of times we carry weight, and that weight is due to things that we, it's baggage, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
so I
yeah,
got teased
yeah.
about the weight. I got teased about the weight and bullied. I experienced the bullying in school. I know what that's like. Some people think bullying just started, but no, bullying was going on for a long time. Like,
oh, forever.
Nothing new under the sun.
So
it wasn't until, you know, I became an adult, let me just say this, and I'm going to fast forward so it won't be a long, long, because you all can purchase the book to kind of read a lot of what happened, and it will be a blessing to you. But it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I made a decision to trust God fully. Now, mind you, ministering, preaching the word of God, praise and worship leader, people getting delivered, people being blessed by the ministry, but didn't know that all of the anointing that they were experiencing was by way of the pain and the suffering that I was going through. So people can be blessed by what you're going through, but the thing they didn't understand is that I was struggling within. I'm glad y'all being blessed, but Lord knows I'm struggling just to feel worth something. So I felt like I was damaged goods. And what I didn't realize is that even though I love God, had a relationship with Him, prayed to Him, had a prayer life, all of that. And this is just to say, sometimes people look at you and they think, sometimes people look at you and see the anointing that you walk in, and they think you got it all together. And it's like, no. God was still working on me. He needed me to trust Him. Trust Him even with what I thought was damaged goods. And God would say, I specialize in redeeming those who feel like they are damaged goods. And once I got that revelation, Brother Ron, God turned my whole life around. I made a decision. I even got married to somebody that God didn't tell me to marry. And I went through a whole lot of pain and suffering because it was a choice that I made. It wasn't a choice that God had said, you know, this is the man that I want you to marry. But it was a choice that I made. So I own the stuff that happened as a result of a choice I made. I can't blame anybody. I can't blame my ex-husband for all the things that took place, because guess what? I made that choice. I didn't trust God.
Yeah,
I didn't wait on God.
I believe you. Let me jump in there, because I'm over here. You preaching to the choir. See, one thing that I understand about the situations that we find ourselves in, and then we want God to throw us a lifeline and bail us out. I'm going to say this to y'all, because I've experienced this myself, and I want to prepare you all that God is not obligated to get us out of every mess that we got ourselves into. He's not obligated.
That's
he said, y'all, they told me a long time ago, if you lay down with dogs, you going to get some fleas. God gave us free choice. That means that He is going to allow the lesson, if you can catch it, if you really stop whining and crying so much to God, because God is like, no, I gave you free will. So I'm going to let you see this thing run its course, and then you'll get the wisdom yourself, and you won't have to tell, won't nobody have to tell you. You'll know for yourself. You'll be a walking, living example about how things turn out, because you got it yourself. If God is not going to be able to teach us through principles, He's going to let life teach us through experience. I need to back up just for a moment, woman of God. Just for a moment. I'm not worried about you fast forwarding. You can just share what's in your spirit, because all that does is give me a justified reason, not that I need one, because God made me the overseer over here, to just bring you back and let you finish. I ain't worried about time. Until the Lord Jesus come back, we got all the time we need to do whatever God called us to do. But if I can go back real quick, this is going to shock you and my listeners. I don't even like speaking out front, and yet here I am blessed to be on this radio broadcast, been doing this for the last 7 years, blessed to have mm-hmm. five networks syndicating this broadcast, blessed to be invited on other people's platforms to speak and share, but that's just because I understand what you mean about God calling people that don't even want to do it. Moses was trying to talk his way out of his calling. And I'm saying, this ain't my thing, God, because I don't like people looking at me, and I don't like people staring at me, and I don't like people making opinions about me. But when I feel Holy Spirit God come up on me like he does every time I get ready to do this broadcast, woman of God, Janet, I lose mm-hmm. myself. I forget about myself. And the only thing that matters is pleasing God. Come on, I had to jump in there because sometimes we just need to get ourselves out of God's way.
That's so true. That is so true. And I just thank God, you know, that he helped me to come to a place to understand that even though I had made that wrong choice and I experienced a whole lot of things, including setbacks as a result of the choice I made, I felt like I was stuck, but I never will forget. I heard the Lord say to me, now, mind you, I made that decision because of the low self-esteem issues. I didn't feel worthy of what God, of God's best. I did not. So I settled and made a decision that I thought, you know, kind of being like Sarah, so to speak, I'm going to help God out. I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
you know, got my own mindset about things.
I got you. Go ahead.
And God don't need our help. He doesn't need our help because the word of God says clearly that my thoughts concerning you are good and not evil. My plans are to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. And we have to keep that before us and continue to meditate on that. And no matter what life presents, we have to continue to say, you know what? God's plan. And notice I said we have to continue to say, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. No matter what your mind says, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what anybody says, if it doesn't align with God's word, you continue to say what God is saying until you see it manifest. So anyway,
come on.
I made a decision. I said, I've seen what God has shown me, and what I'm in doesn't look like what he showed me. I've been in it for 15 years, so I'm like, okay, God, if I don't do it now, then what? So I heard the Lord speak to me clearly, and he said, I will be with you if you stay. I will be with you if you leave. But just know that if you stay, things will remain the same. They will not change. But it's up to you to take a risk and trust me and just believe for what it is you know that I promised you. I'm not a God that I should lie, nor the Son of Man that I should even repent. So I took a risk. And I trusted God, and I walked away from a marriage where I was married for 15 years at the age of 49. Now, I want to throw that out because a lot of times women think that if I'm almost 50 or if I'm in my 40s or even if you're in your 60s or whatever age you are, sometimes people feel like it's too late to turn around. But I want to let you know that with God, he will redeem the time. It's never too late to make a decision to say to the Lord, God, put me on course correction. Put me on course correction so that I can get on the straight and narrow path. I want your perfect will. I no longer want your permissive will. I want your perfect will. And when I stepped out, Brother Ron, mind you, when we trust God and we step out, sometimes it may look like you made a mistake. Because once I did that, Pastor Ron, I lost everything that I had. I lost my car. I lost. I was homeless. I had to stay with a friend and for a year and a half. But let me tell you something. Within that year and a half, I did what I had to do. I had to walk to catch the bus to go to work. You know, I had to do all those things to go to ministry. I had to either catch a ride or catch the bus. I'm just telling, and mind you, still preaching, still teaching Bible study. My pastor still had me functioning in the church as an elder. But mind you, not a whole lot of people knew that I was homeless. But still going forth in ministry, still leading praise and worship. You know, still got a smile on my face, but yet going through on the inside. But I thank God that he hid me in that season, in that he didn't allow a lot of people to see where I was, because God will have you hidden for a season, that he can take you through your metamorphosis stage. Mind you, and all of that crushing, I'm here to tell you that today I'm a living testimony of what it's like to be restored. I'm a living testimony of what it's like to experience the promise of God. When you trust him, it may be like a walking through the wilderness and you don't see anything in view that looks like you're going to experience the promise of God. But if you trust him and let him lead you, as the word of God says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your
ways,
acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. Cast every care upon him, for he cares for you. See, it's the word, Brother Ron, that brought me through all of that. I'm going to tell you today, I would not have made it through that experience if it were not for the Holy Spirit continuously putting me in remembrance of the word of God and telling me I need to know that all things are working together for the good of you who love God and is called
and
according to his purpose.
And what I see experiencing in your testimony is Psalm 17:8, where it says, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. The Bible talks about hiding, how God will hide his children under the wings of the Almighty for his purposes, so that you can be properly redeemed, restored, so that you can be brought to the place where God is saying, I am just preparing you. Just like he did all those days and times when we was in church, we didn't know. So you're preaching to the choir when you talk about lost all your material possessions. When you're talking about being homeless, you're preaching to the choir, because I've been there. I've been through this experience. Listen to this, woman of God, and I'm going to let you continue, because it's not coincidental that we're having this conversation right now. We too are testifying together to the world at large, similar stories from different people, different perspectives about how God brought us through some of the worst of our times. I've been blessed to do internet radio broadcasts for the last 7 years. The Lord blessed me to start doing this back in 2014. But I was studying audiovisual technology, going into television and radio, way back in 1978. So from 1978 to 2014, I thought this was long gone, dead and forgotten. I had moved on to something completely, but God, he didn't let that desire that he instilled in me. See, I'm thinking I just like radio. They've been telling me forever I got a radio voice. Y'all keep making me a pastor. And I'm saying, man, look, all I'm trying to do is just find my way. But what we need to understand is we are not alone. There is a small, still voice. There is a resident God, Holy Spirit, that is living inside of us. And sometimes I think we forget about that. We are not being led and guided of our own cognizance. We are in union and fellowship with the Almighty, great creator of all things known and unknown. I don't care what we do. As long as we believe and belong to him, he will not let us mess up our lives. He didn't say he wouldn't let us make messes. But he said, I'm not going to let you mess up my life because you belong to me. Come on, woman of God.
Yes. And, you know, I thank God for what you just shared. And there are so many, believe it or not, Brother Ron, I discovered there are so many people out there who have powerful ministries that have similar testimonies to yours and mine. And
Lord
God
Jesus.
Is bringing those people to the forefront because I did not realize, you know, God takes everything. I never will forget Bishop Jake said this, nothing you've been through shall be wasted. And I kept remembering what he said. Nothing you've been through shall be wasted. Meaning God will use every experience that you've been through. Everything that you've been through, God is going to use it.
He's going to use it
yes,
to be a
is.
Testimony of his faithfulness. He's going to use
Thank
it as a
Lord.
Testimony
Hallelujah.
Of how he can bring you through. He's going to use it as
Jesus.
A testimony to encourage those who are watching your walk. Today, like you, I was told
yeah.
for so long,
yeah.
girl, you need to be in radio because you got a radio voice. Now, mind you,
yeah.
nothing in my life looked like going into radio or anything like that. I thought those dreams that I had were just like, God, well, I guess, you know, it's too late. But I'm here to tell you that God will redeem the times. When you make a decision, when you make
yeah.
a decision to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord
yeah.
God, I lift my hands and
Amen.
Surrender to
Ooh,
you.
Lord Jesus.
And I say, God,
uh-huh.
your will. I want you. This is my heart's desire.
Oh,
this is my heart's
uh-huh.
desire. That God made an investment in me, just like he's made an investment in your listeners. He made an investment in you. My desire is to give God interest on his investment. I said, Father,
Thank
I
you.
Do not want to stand before you. And you asked me, what did you do with what I gave you? The gifts, the talents that I gave you to use for my glory. What did you do with them? Did you bury them? Did you not believe that I could take them and use them for my glory and raise you up to be a voice that would be used in the end time to be a blessing to people? You know, and believe it or not, when I made that decision to walk away from that marriage that I orchestrated to come
okay.
together.
Come on now.
When I made
come
a decision
on.
And repented, now mind you, the word repent means to change your way of thinking. I repented.
That's right.
I changed the way I was thinking. See, this is the thing. You can't make a decision that aligns with God's will until you allow the Lord to help you change your way of thinking. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. By the renewing of your
Hallelujah.
Mind. Transformed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
So once
Amen.
I made that decision, everything
oh,
fell into place, Brother Ron. When we align, when we make a decision to align with God's will and purpose, things can happen in
mm-hmm.
record timing, and God took me on a fast track where
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like I had to put
Amen.
My seatbelt on. The next thing I know, I was writing a book. I became an author. The next thing I know, I was releasing a new single. The next thing I know, I had my own radio station, JPT Productions Radio. The next thing I know, I have my
yeah.
own talk show, Realizing My Best Life. I'm telling you,
Amen.
When we make Whoop. A decision to align with God's will and be willing to go
Hallelujah.
Through and
tell
let
it,
him
it.
Change our way of thinking, yes, sometimes we have to go through what's called process. Process is not always cute. It's not always painless. But if you're willing to
yeah.
go through and say, God, I want what you have for me
yeah,
because
yeah.
he loves us so much. And he
thank,
wants
thank
to, you. He wants us to be participants in his glory. He wants
yes,
to use
Lord.
Us for his glory. So when
yes, he does.
You can realize your best life. You really can. When you make the decision, women and men, no matter what your age is, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, no matter if you feel inadequate,
matter.
Guess what? It don't matter. If you just say, God,
Amen.
I want to realize your plan, your purpose to prosper me, your plan not to harm me, but to give me a hope and a future. I want that. Help me to come into alignment. In fact, I declare and decree that I come into alignment with your will. That's so important. And so I'm saying all
yes,
that to
is.
Say that once I made a decision, everything in my life turned around. And I
Amen.
Started to see things. I started to see restoration. Even aligned me with my current husband, who I was supposed to marry back in 1991, but made a decision
Amen.
To do something else. God will bring you full circle and cause you to come into those things that you thought God forgot about, or that you thought because of the decision you made, you forfeited that. But God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could think or ask. God specializes
Amen.
In impossible, in the impossible things. So if we trust God, now guess what? For such a time as this in COVID,
you know, in the pandemic and what have you, where people are losing their homes or people have are going through things where they're challenged in their finances, they're fearful of what tomorrow holds. Because of what God brought me through, I can minister to someone who is homeless. I can minister to the woman who's in a marriage who's like, you know, I made a bad decision, and I just don't know what to do. Well, you trust God and let him lead you.
That's what
you trust
do.
Him.
Amen.
And you say, God, help me to fix this. Fix it. I give it to you. Help me. Show me the way. Trust God in everything, and you cannot fail. That's my message. And you will realize
Amen.
Your best life, and it's going to give God glory. And you'll be so blessed.
Amen.
And he will make you feel like a queen, ladies. You will feel like a queen because you are royalty. You are royalty.
Amen.
Those
Amen.
That are men that are listening, you are royalty. You are royalty. God don't make
Amen.
No junk. And he doesn't make a mistake.
No,
but
he
I
don't.
Just want to encourage everybody to just trust God in your process. It's never too late to say, I want to go on course correction, Lord. I made some decisions that were not in your will, but I'm ready to align with your will. Show me, lead me. I surrender
Amen.
My will, and I accept yours.
Amen. Amen. And we get to a point, and you said so much, it was so rich and so full. We get to a point where we say, for God I live, and for God I die. If you
we don't know what we're really saying.
If you make that one of your fundamental Christian anchors,
yeah,
God
exactly.
will honor that, and everything else that God has in store for you will flow so much so if you try to press it down, shake it together, it'll still be running over. You'll have to find somebody to bless. Because your blessings have run you down and run you over.
Yes.
And
yes.
in regard to what the woman of God just shared with us about thinking that you have gone past your prime and your better days are behind you, we don't understand where God is and where God has placed us. And what I mean by that is God is eternal. He created time and space. He
yes.
lives and exists, like the Bible says, on the sphere of the earth. I mean, he lives outside of time. We live
yes.
in time. So when
right.
we look back on our lives and we see ourselves as less than and pitiful and we can't do nothing and we can't go nowhere, God sees us from a perspective of eternity. He sees us as he intends for us to be. See, we're looking
That's
in the
right.
past. God is looking at us from the eternal now, and I'm speaking
That's
life
right.
into you right now so that you can get off your do-nothing stump and stop worrying about the past, because your past is not who you are. You just don't know that yet, and that's why we speak in life into your mind so that you can get it straight. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, Woman of God. She is telling you what you need to hear, Janice Peterson Townsend, because we breaking ground. We breaking
yes.
curses. We removing stumbling blocks out your way because God did it for us. Here's Woman of God, Nanyer Thomas, singing about Romans 8. And if you don't know what that is, get your Bible and then listen up to this Woman of God, because she's going to break some straight up knowledge. Come on, Woman of God. Nanyer Thomas, Romans 8 on this fire. Experience.
Nor things present, nor things to come. No. cause I know you are near. My spirit, they testify together that I'm your child, a fellow heir forever. But indeed I'm a suffer, got to put up a fight so that I may also be glorified with Jesus Christ. Enduring this earth, cause they compare it to Jesus, to what God has in store for us when they revealed it with me. Cause we long for your Lord, all the creation awaits to be set free from the chains of corruption to the freedom of your glory. My eternal home, I anticipate a lot for no hope, every day new disaster, life pains of childbirth coming harder and faster. But do I fear what I see? No, I long to be with my refuge, Jehovah Nissi. Long to be set free from this earthly body to complete my adoption to you finally. Can't be discouraging if I look around to see the death and destruction encompassing me. But in those few moments, you still got my back. Interceding on my behalf with words that I lack. I don't know how, but it always works for my good. Cause I love your cause to you, how you say I should. Predestined, called, justified, glorified, two of God is for me. Come against me, we'll never lose. You're only sending spare, deliver over for all. Really give me blessings whenever I call. Who brings the charge? Only God can justify. Who condemns? Christ is the only one who died. Raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of God. Interceding on my behalf, to give love to all. Who can separate me from the love of Christ? A sharpened or a sword? You've already conquered that and much more. Give me the strength, be persecuted unto death. But in all these, all these things, all these things, Lord, I overcome. Yes, I overcome through your love.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen. And what I want you listeners to do, I want you to take those last lyrics and put them in your spirit. Nothing, oh, nothing, nothing, nothing can separate you from his love. Put that in your spirit. Let that be a new song in your heart. Sounds of Woman of God, Nanyear Thomas, singing about Romans 8. That's a beautiful thing, Woman of God, Lady Janice. When you can sing about the scriptures like she did, she just put it in such a beautiful dimension. I am just blessed. She said, Lord Jesus, nothing, nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And that's so true.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, woman of God, I told you don't worry about the time. I don't have no problem with you coming back. But we do want to get into your projects before you get out of here. Tell us about your radio broadcast, your television broadcast, however the platform goes. Talking about My Best Life Talk Show, Realizing My Best Life Talk Show, and then tell us about your book. And if you can't go deep into it, don't worry about it. I have you come back so fast, you'll feel like it wasn't even no separation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Glad to share. I thank God that for JPT Productions Radio. It is a radio station that I acquired, internet radio station that I acquired last year. And believe it or not, people find it hard to believe when they tune in and they listen to the station and, you know, the music that plays and the different shows that we have
which is a gospel radio station. We call it JPT Productions Radio, where ministry has a new sound, and we bring forth shows, and also we play music that brings forth a new sound, a sound that aligns with what God is doing in this season. And so we're so proud of that and what God has done in this, I mean, in 1 year. It's amazing.
Wow.
And so we give God all the glory for that. Yes, and Realizing My Best Life talk show, which also airs on JPP Productions Radio every Monday at 9 a.m. Central Time and 11:30 a.m. Central Time. It airs twice. Is now being aired on 5 different stations. So I'm so excited that there are other stations, that have taken hold of the show, Realizing My Best Life. We encourage people. We have guests on the show that have gone through things in their life, whether it's artists. Most of our guests are artists or even ministers or business owners or what have you. We interview anybody that has a product, a service, or a ministry or a business or what have you, where they tell us about what God did in their life to cause them to be able to arrive to that place where they are now. And it always blesses the audience, because what we believe in doing is having somebody talk about, you know, the process that led to their success. So it serves as a testimony and an encouragement to the listeners, where people don't think that you just one day just showed up and everything just fell in place. 1, 2, 3. But there is a process. No, it doesn't work that way. So we keep it real with everybody. And I thank God for the show, and I thank God for my book, Realizing My Best Life, the Spiritual Awakening. You know, it's I thank God for that book. It tells about the things that I shared in the beginning about the molestation, the marriage, and all the different things. And people who read it, it's not a long, long read, but it's just enough for everybody to get blessed. And then you turn around and you see the things that God is doing in my life, not for the purpose of putting Janice on a pedestal, because it's not about me. My prayer is always that when you see me, when you see me, my prayer is that you see Jesus. When you hear me, my prayer is that you hear Jesus. I want you to hear the Lord. Let me be a living testimony of what he's done in my life, you know, and I'm not making it about me, but it's about what God has done for me, that you might be encouraged to want to surrender to him and say, you know what, I want to try Jesus. I want to try this Jesus he's talking about. You know, I want to get to know him.
There you go.
That's what
there
it's about. And that's, we have so many other things that are in the works. But we, you know, that's what we're doing for right now. And, of course, I'm a Christian counselor, and I thank God for that, because I mentor women and young girls. I've worked in shelters and in elementary schools and middle schools, just mentoring and working with young girls, and even working with kids in the robotics program some years ago, preparing them for a robotics contest with the Hewlett-Packard company. And my kids won third place. So, hey, how about that? But
hey, how about that?
So we're just,
that's what we're talking about right there. Amen.
So we're about making a difference. We're just about making a difference in the lives of people.
Amen. Well, here's the thing. My audience, they love what you are doing. And now, I know you spoke about abuse. And I have had so many of my guests, particularly women, that have talked about past sexual abuse, molestation, and there's something in my spirit. I don't know what it is, but I'm putting it out there so that we can find the will of God in this area. What can we, and when I say we, I'm talking about all of the gospel artists and the ministers that have confided in this platform about having been subjected to molestation and sexual abuse, because we need to take our stand against this evil. And I don't know how this is going to come about, woman of God, but I'm appealing to you to go into your prayer chamber and let us come out with a move of God. I don't know what it's going to be. It can be a benefit concert. It can be something regular. I have already had multiple gospel artists say, Brother Ron, when you need me, call me. They are willing to get in their vehicles and pack their bags and bring their singers and instruments to wherever we can work this thing out. So there you go.
Yes. All right. Well, you certainly have me. I'm going in prayer with you so that we can get what it is that God wants us to do to bring about the deliverance that's needed in that area, because it is very common, more than what people know.
Yes.
Concerning
yes.
artists that have experienced that, and it affects those
it
in ministry, and it's very strong. It's you know, it's, the enemy knows what he's doing, but at the same time we declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We're not what we've been through. God is a deliverer.
Yeah.
We know that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or even ask. And God wants to use the artists. He wants to use the minstrels and anyone else.
That's right.
You know, that he's chosen to minister. You know, but I will say that I know the Lord, I agree with you. I know the Lord wants deliverance to take place in that area. And we as the body of Christ must come together and pray and get prescription.
Yeah.
The plan on how we're to bring about this deliverance, you know, concerning the sexual molestation and what have you that has taken place. So
I'm speaking and I'm decreeing it, because listen, T.D. Jakes started Woman Thou Art Loose movement from his home church service where he had 12 members, starting from a Bible
mm-hmm.
study. Now, if God can use him in that situation, God's not a respected person. When like minds come together to honor God and worship Jesus and to make a difference in our world, see, we need to stop letting these evil people run through our field, and our field are our children. See, we need to take a bold stand with whatever it is, because I'm telling you, I have met so many women in particular that have confessed that they have been violated one way or another. And it sickens me. I have 5 beautiful daughters. 2 of them are with the Lord in heaven right now. But what I'm saying is, I have a father, I have a big brother heart. And for this to go on repeatedly and to hear it so much, I can't stand it. I can't take it. I need to actively do something. And I'm putting it out there to all my listeners out there. If we need to put our money together so that we can start doing whatever we need to do, we need to speak out against sexual abuse and molestation so that we will let people know we're not gonna stand for it. We're not going to put up for it. And then I'm going to say this in closing and let you share your information, because I want my followers to become your followers. I want my listeners to become your listeners. We are not going to just take this anymore. So whatever it is God has called us to do, we want to be about the business of doing it, okay? So, woman of God,
Amen.
If you would just share with us your contact information. I don't know who may want to reach out to you. They may want to reach out to you for counseling. They may want you to come and be a speaker at their event. They may want you to host an event. I don't know, but I know that God has a plan for your life. So if you can share your contact information and all of your social media contacts, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is that you have. And then last but not least, also let my listeners know again where your program can be listened to, as well as where your book can be purchased. And then we'll see about bringing you back so that you can get the rest of that out of your spirit, because I need to hear it, girl. You was putting it down. You was telling the truth.
Awesome. Well, I will let you know that you can contact me by way of my manager if you should want to actually book me for speaking engagements, or even as a guest psalmist or what have you. Contact my manager, Pamela Jones, at 832-699-1533. Again, that number is 832-699-1533. Also, you can, I'm on Facebook under Janice Peterson Townsend. I'm on Instagram as Janice Peterson Townsend. I'm also on Twitter as Janice Peterson Townsend. You can probably find me under J. Peterson Sings. Again, that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can purchase the book on Amazon. And I also have a new single release called Victorious, and it's available on all digital outlets. That's iTunes, Spotify,
CD Baby, just anywhere. But you can just check it out, and we would love your support. And you can also tune in to the radio station at vscnetwork.com/JPT. JPT for Janice Peterson Townsend. But it will be vscnetwork.com/JPT. And that's how you can get in touch with Janice Peterson Townsend.
Amen. Send me that promo to my Facebook page for JPT Productions so that I can share it on my Facebook page, and so we can make sure that our listeners are fortified with the right stuff, because there's so much diluted information out there. We are being overwhelmed with so much information. Sometimes it's hard to sift what we can rely on. Well, listen, you have a body of Christians that are out here helping us filter through all of the world's secular ideas and intentions. We are Bible-based. We are Holy Spirit-led. And so we want to help us stay concentrated on our focus on the things that please God. Woman of God, thank you so much. I didn't know you had CDs out there. See, that wasn't in your profile. I didn't see that nowhere. So I'm gonna need a copy. I'm gonna need you to send me something, MP3, something, so that I can send that bad boy all over the world.
I sure will. And thank you so much, Brother Ron, for having me on your show. Thank you so much. I'm so humbled and honored. And continued blessings to you. And definitely I'm going to give you a call because I want to have you on my show.
Uh-oh. All right, then. I love it. Thank you. Listen, my prayer is that God will feed you until you're so fat that you can't stand it. You're going to be so happy that your smile is going to hurt your face. And everybody that come your way is going to be so blessed that they're going to know that you have been with the Lord. My prayer is that God will continuously overflow your life with his joy, with his goodness, and his mercy. You're in my prayers. Please, please, please keep me in yours. And I look forward to having you come back to the Fire Gospel Experience.
Absolutely. Continued blessings to you and great abundance, man of God.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Woman of God, Janice Peterson Townsend was right here. Didn't she make you feel good? Didn't you feel that burning in your spirit? On fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. I am so proud of you people of God on how you have allowed God to come into your lives and make such a profound difference where you are. Don't you know that we as the people of God, we are influential people, regardless of where we may be. Wherever you are, you let your light shine. You let God use you. Stop sitting on the bench talking about you waiting on God. Stop sitting around moping, talking about God ain't doing nothing for me. He has done great and mighty things for you. And my question for you is, what are you doing for God? Maybe you need to do like man of God, Dermon Glanton, and ask God to take control. Come on with it then, Doc. That's what I'm talking about. Take some control up in here. Up in here. Yes, Lord.
Sending this one out to Lillian and Kenny and T.I.Z. all the way in D.C. Let's go!
This is the day that the Lord has made.
So I will rejoice.
So I will rejoice and be glad.
Uh-huh. There's no other place.
There's no other place that I'd rather be
than in the hands of. Come on, let's do that again. Everybody, this is the day, the Lord has made. So I will rejoice.
That's it.
There's no other place that I'd rather be than in the hands of. Come on, let's testify. I once was blind, but now I see. That's it.
to me. Come on, let's be a witness.
He took control.
Control.
My God.
Keep your hands waving just like that.
Say it again. He took control.
Let's rock, y'all.
Nobody but nobody.
Come on, say it again.
Nobody but God. It was God who took control of my life.
Come on, let's make the devil mad.
Sing it for me just one more time. I could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but he made my enemies behave.
Nobody. Let's go in.
There is no God that he.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, author, motivational speaker, and born-again believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who would speak life, love, and spiritual healing, deliverance, and growth into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 409-923-8077 or by email at sharinahendersonbooks@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to read my books, Be Free Indeed, and my latest release, Breaking Through Heartbreak, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and uplift. You can order my books at sharinahenderson.com or contact me directly for your autographed copies. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep in tune and into Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
So if you didn't know, now you know. It's all about kingdom building. Thank you, Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, talking about two powerful books. My God, when she sent me those books, Lord Jesus, talking about Breaking Through Heartbreak and Free Indeed, you talking about an educated, proficiently profound thinking and literary woman. She put them books together. Holy Spirit God used her. Highly recommending her book, Sharina Henderson, Free Indeed and Breaking Through Heartbreak. If that's not in your library, shame on you. You need to go on and get those two books right now, because I promise you, she didn't cut no corners. She didn't waste no time. She spoke just like Holy Spirit God had her to speak. and it will bless you because it's blessing me. Those are some books that you can reread and share with a friend, I promise you. My special guest is here, Woman of God, Mary Angel. She is studied from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and she is there living now, formerly from Gary, Indiana, and she is in ministry. She'll tell you, I love God and ministry and advocating for people's humanity. I know her to be an awesome woman of God speaking, and I also know her to be an entrepreneur. So it is certainly our pleasure to have this awesome woman of God here with us to share inspirational word and break the bread of encouragement and inspiration on Word Up Inspirations right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So without any further ado, woman of God, Mary Angel, is here to share inspirational insight and enrich our spirits on Word Up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God.
What?
My God, my God, my God. Woman of God, Mary Angel, come on in the room. How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Feeling good. Just came back from Tampa from the Millions with Tiffany Montgomery and Sophia Ruffin. It was off the chain. You hear me?
Lord Jesus. So you just full right now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
then.
I just
I'm not going to hold you up. Amen. Well, listen, I want you to bring your full spiritual self to the platform. I'm going to pass you the microphone, and I'm going to step back and let you breathe this beautiful, anointed word of inspiration right into our ears and let it sink down in our spirits. Woman of God, have your way. Let God use you.
Amen. God bless everyone. I wanted to say this. You know, one thing that I know that I had to do with myself is, you know, you have to break out. You know, we're waiting on God to do it for us or how to fix it, how to straighten it out. But what I've learned and what I've done within 2 years of all the things that I have accomplished have only been because I had just decided I was going to do it. I wasn't going to wait for things to happen for me and people to come up to me and everybody to make a way for me and that I was waiting on God to send the angel from heaven. No, I decided to believe that God equipped me. I believed that God was going to take my Social Security check that I had, that I was going to go ahead and start and went on New Year's Eve 2019. I decided that I was going to go ahead and meet with the publisher and say, hey, I need to write the book. Now, I didn't even know how to write the book. I had a brain injury. So I was like, I really don't know how to write the book. And I got a brain injury. And I, you know, I had some things that I could just say, no, I can't do this. But you know what? My first book was ghost written for me because I didn't know how to put the words together. The book was so emotional because it was about, you know, my sexual abuse I endured as a child and just the trauma and teaching people to watch out for the enemies. The book is called The Enemies in Our House because, you know, people always worried about sex traffickers and human traffickers, but you know, they started in somebody's house. It was somebody's uncle, cousin, auntie, you know, because it ain't just women. You know, men that get molested. I mean, women, girls that get molested. There's men that be molested as little boys. So I had courage to actually ghostwrite it for me because I couldn't. So I didn't make an excuse for anything. And what I'm here to tell us all today is that let's stop making excuses for doing the things that God told us to do. Because I was taking the money to publish my book, and I was eating it up at McDonald's. I was going to the movies. I was buying me a distress. You know, I had something to do, and I always was waiting on God to bless me so I can do what he told me to do. No, start taking what you have. What you have is enough to do what God gave you to do. And if you just step out on faith, I have 8 children from the inner city that I wanted to do a book and make them authors. Now, did I ever have any knowledge of that? Nope. Did I know how to do it? Nope. But I knew what I learned now, and people of God, always be not afraid to ask for help. Never be afraid to ask for help. If you don't know how to do something, it's okay to ask somebody. And if that person say no, go to somebody else. The Holy Ghost will lead you to somebody that's going to say yes. And so I was able to get 8 children in a collaborative book with their own stories and make them their own authors. And so these kids, all I asked for was $25 for each child so I can get the T-shirts printed, Proud Young Writers, so I can be able to do the other things for them, get the media coverage, and nobody would do it. Nobody would get the money. But you know what? I said, Lord,
I'm going to do it because you told me to do it. And you know what? God bless me. I said, how much do it cost for 8 children, these shirts for them and the logo? She said, I'm going to do it for free and donate it to your outreach
Amen.
Ministry. Look at God.
Amen.
Then when I went to go
Look
take the
it.
Professional pictures, I said, how much is it for the picture? She said, I'm going to donate the pictures to the ministry and help these children. So everything that cost me something, God came through because I trusted him with what I had. And I didn't have a lot, but I had faith and obedience. That's what made that way for those other children. So 8 kids now are authors because I've trusted God, and I didn't even have the funds. I didn't have the resources, but God have them. And that's the problem.
That's
I want
right.
everybody to know. Stop looking for the resources and the funds. Look to Jesus. Look to the, just pray. Talk to the Holy Ghost and ask
He'll
him,
do it.
You
He'll
lead
do
me,
it.
Guide me. Because the provision and the resources is really, it's only God.
That's
it's
right.
not about us.
Amen.
It's not what, because see, if you can do it, and if you can pull a rabbit out your bag, as they say, out the hat, or you can be able to pull the money out, you got it, then where is God going to get the glory at?
That's right.
God
Amen.
Gets the glory
You're
when
so
we
right.
is not in a position to take his glory because I did it, you know. No, mm. I can truly say that every book I have now, I'm an author of 12 books. And this started at the end
oh,
of 2019. And I started a nonprofit in a pandemic. I started another ministry, an outreach ministry in a pandemic. I started a professional advocacy LLC in a pandemic. I got an office in a pandemic. Everything I did was in the pandemic.
I know that's right.
So, you know, I obeyed God when everything shut down. And guess what? God didn't shut me down.
Won't he do it?
I obeyed him, and he kept on moving
Amen.
With me. Look, every time I get up and do it, he come on with me. So it's basically like, you know how the man said, well, Lord, I can't get to, every time I look up, the angel come and trouble the water, and then nobody won't help me. They step over me. And he
yeah.
told him, he asked him, would he be made whole? You guys got to get up and get in the water yourself and stop waiting on
there
something to come down. And give you, because when some do come down, everybody going to get on that. We
That's
all
right.
waiting on,
Amen.
But you got to be the miracle. You can't wait on a miracle. You be that miracle.
Amen.
So that's
that's
my biggest thing
about.
That I want people to know, that you don't wait on God to give you stuff. You take what God gave you. That's why the prophet told
Amen.
Her, he said, what you got in your house? She said, well, we ain't got nothing but this meal. He said, make me a cake. Make me a cake. And she never was hungry, her child.
Amen.
It's what we already
Amen.
Have, God gonna bless. So I just want everybody to know,
Amen.
You know, you can do it with what you have. Because God
Amen.
Anoint what
God
you got.
God will do it. Amen. God will do it. He will do it. Amen. Amen. That's
yes,
a bona fide, sanctified, inspirational word from my special guest, woman of God, Mary Angel. Amen. And you told us so much about already the ministry works that you have got going on, and I think that is just fabulous. God is using you in some tremendous ways, woman of God. I know that you have sons and daughters of Virtue Outreach Ministry. I don't know if that's one of the things that you mentioned, but you are so correct, woman of God. All we have to do is depend on God to be our resource. What contact can we use? My listeners are going to want more information. They're going to probably want you to help mentor them. They're going to want to know how you were able to set up the things that you have set up. And they may want you to come and be a speaker at an engagement that they may have. How can you be contacted, woman of God, in case listeners out there, pastors out there, program coordinators would like to have you come and be a part of their event? How can you be reached?
I can be reached at 414-460-3668. And once again, like I said, 6830 West Villard Avenue, and it's Suite 306 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it's 53218. And then I'm on Facebook as Mary Angel. And I'm on Instagram as Mary Angel 1019. And I'm always available because the line that I, the number 414-460-3668, that is just straight for ministry and business, any time.
Amen. Well, that's wonderful. I know that you have written 12 books, but if you'd like to share with us where your most recent book can be purchased, give my listeners that information too. And then if they contact you for your other 11 books, as they are interested, they'll be able to purchase those books as well. But tell us about your newest project.
The newest project is with the children, The Proud Young Writers, and that's on Amazon right
okay.
now. That is the newest that just hit about maybe 3 weeks ago. It became available
okay.
on Amazon for the children. So the kids are excited about that. That
Amen.
Is, that's
What's the title of the book?
And then I also got a, it's called Proud Young Writers.
Okay, go ahead. And you were getting ready to say what?
Yeah, and then I have a foster care journal that I donate to foster children. It's a journal for their journey because I was a
Amen.
Foster child, and I am making sure that they be able to have pictures of their family, whoever's important to them, phone numbers, addresses,
Amen.
And be able to know who their judge is, who the lawyer is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just know everything that's happening in their process to be able to help them through that journey. And it's fair,
Amen.
You know. So that they can journal whether they're having good days or bad days. You know what I mean? Just to be
Amen.
Having something personal
yeah, yeah.
that is theirs and nobody can't take it from them.
That's right. Amen. Well, listen, we appreciate the wonderful ministry work that you're doing. We appreciate the love that you have for our Lord Jesus Christ and living this Christian life to the best of your ability. We pray that God will continue to open those doors for you so that you can continue the wonderful frontline work because it's not for everybody. But you are demonstrating that God is using you no matter what. We appreciate you. Want you to know whenever you feel the need or that burning desire to want to come back and share with us more testimonial truth, you are certainly welcome to do that. And we invite you to come back to the Fire of the Gospel Experience. Thank you, woman of God. We pray God continue to bless you, keep you, cover you. And I look forward to having you come back and share with us again as soon as our schedules will allow. Can we work something out, woman of God?
Yes, indeed. I'd love to be back on this wonderful, great show God has put together. I bless God for
Amen.
You, for the listeners.
Amen. Thank you so
yes,
much, woman of God. We appreciate that, and we're going to keep you in our prayers. Woman of God, Mary Angel, she was telling so much divine, sanctified truth about putting her hands to the gospel plow and laboring for our Lord Jesus, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you so much. Beautiful, beautiful woman of God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. You tuned in the fire. You tuned in the fire with these awesome anointed guests of mine that God has sent into this Fire Gospel Experience platform so that we can reach out to you and let you know that you can do all things through God who strengthens us. Amen. And we are all about honoring God every single day of our life with every breath that we take. Here's woman of God, Maioshi Terrell. Amen. Y'all probably think she's Japanese, but she's not. She grew up in the hood just like you and I. Maioshi Terrell with her song entitled Over. And I'm going to let her explain to that as she sing about what it means to be over. Hallelujah.
Truly find my peace, Lord, let it be.
grateful within. My feet are still standing as I lean on your promises. I won't lose my faith. I'm a witness, your forgiveness is the reason I made it this far. Yes, I'm a winner. Even though I'm a sinner, you rebound for your love. Right in the midst of the time that I needed it most. The timing was perfect. My praise, you deserve it and more.
Well, hello. I am Prophetess Mia Gadsden Mason, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Raw Ministries at 2659 Pike Avenue, North Little Rock, Arkansas, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Listen, talking about Jesus, talking about Jesus. Let me tell you.
why y'all looking around like that. Y'all know I'm going to take y'all to church sooner or later. Yes, Lord. Sounds of men of praise right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Letting you know, yes, yes, I know him. I know him. And what a privilege it is to know the true and living God. What a privilege it is to be called a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to have Holy Spirit God living on the inside. Thank you, man of praise. You just blessed us. You took us straight to church. Amen, amen. We are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the well-known verse of Scripture, Hebrews 1 and 11. Amen. And it reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that all too well. We can quote that scripture in our sleep. But from the Living Bible, it reads, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Certain chapters of the Bible are so resounding in their particular message that they have become synonymous with their subject. For instance, Matthew 6 is known as the Beatitudes, or as I like to say, the Beautiful Attitudes. 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the Love chapter of the Bible. And here we are in Hebrews 11. Known to many believers as the faith chapter. God requires us to believe, even in those things that we cannot see as if we could. And we do see those things that are not as if they were, through the eyes of faith, just as concretely as if they were right before our eyes. Our personal level of Christian maturity will determine the degree of the spiritual eyesight for each individual believer. We're not all the same. So we may not see certain things the same way, but every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus the Christ has the God-given ability to see life through faith to some degree. And whatever level that is, it is always a greater advantage than those who have no faith and are spiritually blind. This understanding, beloved, is crucial to our influence in sharing the gospel and our evangelistic efforts, as well as our own peace within. We can get frustrated and overwhelmed when we only indulge our five senses to help us see through living in this barren land and world of unbelief. Faith, beloved, keeps our heads lifted up to align our sight on our Heavenly Father, who is always there to reassure us, comfort, and strengthen us to continue on our lives of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith is built on substance. Substance being that which cannot be denied. Airplanes can fly. It's undeniable. Boats can float, and that too is undeniable. So, beloved, our faith has to have the evidence that is so real. Our faith walk has got to go beyond mere proclamation of what we believe. It's got to have substantial, talking about tangible elements, where even those who don't share our faith cannot deny what they see from us and from our lives. That being something that they cannot explain, has at some point been considered as a potential truth to God working for us and in us and with as well. John 10 and 13, Jesus answered them, many good works which I have showed you from my Father, which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou being a man, makest thyself God. That's John 10 and 33. So now you know that if those Jewish religious leaders, I'm talking about with stones in their hands, in the grip, ready to chunk them bad boys. I'm in the South. That's what we say, chunk. Ready to throw them bad boys, had admitted that God, talking about Jesus' good work, was genuine. They couldn't deny it. But what they did is they had to find another reason. So then we need to make sure that what we do and how we're living can also be testifiable by our haters and enemies being for real. I'm talking about for real, for real. Amen. You get some bonafide, sanctified word of encouragement from yours truly to bless you. Because we're talking about evidence from Hebrews 11 and 1. Here's woman of God, Danielle Sunny Bryant. Because when you have evidence, you know why? You got evidence. Because you believe God. Hallelujah. Yes, you believe God. And then you live in your life on purpose. Come on, Danielle Sunny Bryant. We are living our lives on purpose because we're living it for Jesus. Embracing for your spiritual uplift from the word of God from Hebrews 1:11, the well-known scripture verse, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I need to pause on our spiritual uplift right now because I want to introduce a young man that I have met just recently. And he is going to share with us a phenomenal opportunity that is not going to necessarily be here very long. And I do not want the people of God to miss this opportunity. So I've invited my friend. He is an energy specialist with Sun Pro Solar Panels. And they are in the process of preparing to install solar panels on my home. So what I am recommending to you, and I'm about to present this young man to each one of you, Demetrius Williams, he's going to make a presentation for you homeowners to get in on probably what will be the greatest investment of your life. Now, I'm saying that boldly, but I'm saying it proudly because I'm making that very same investment as well. So without any further ado, my dear friend, solar power energy specialist, man of God, Demetrius Williams, is here to share with us this wonderful opportunity on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen. Good brother, Demetrius Williams, welcome to the show, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Amen. Listen, man of God, we don't have, we are happy and thrilled to have you here. I was so excited. You know, we met, you were in my home the other day, you made the presentation. I signed the dotted line because I'm so excited about this opportunity. What I would like for you to do is to share a presentation with my listeners all over the country about what you do and why it is so important to become a homeowner with solar power energy. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, currently you're paying an electric company for your energy, for your light bill, your power to power your home. All right. While you're with that electric company, you're going to pay that. You're going to make that payment to them forever. And the only thing you're going to get in return is 1 month's usage. All right. When you miss a payment, they're going to turn that power off. All right. Again, you'll pay that forever for the rest of your life. I call that renting your electricity. By switching to solar, you're switching to owning. It's literally like switching from renting a house to owning a house. Once you pay for your system, you don't owe anyone. All right. So literally, the money that you're paying your electric company, you switch from paying that to the electric company and use that to pay for solar. Once that solar system is paid off, you don't owe anyone. And it's the same as renting a car or renting a house and switching to owning. You wouldn't go to Enterprise and rent a car for your car purposes forever because that wouldn't make financial sense. And it's the same with your home electricity. Now that solar is available here in Arkansas, you can take ownership of your electricity instead of renting it forever, all right, and save thousands. It's pretty important that we get on this now because there's a federal tax credit that's allowing us, the government is basically paying a portion of this solar for you, 26%, and that tax credit is going away, and it's going away fast. And the cost of solar is going up as the cost of materials go up. So that's solar in a gist. You're replacing a liability with an asset that's going to build value in your home, and it's going to save you and your family thousands.
Yeah,
and I
yes.
think now I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, listen, I need to add on to that, Brother Demetrius, because here's the selling points that really sold me is that you informed me that you're going to estimate what I would normally pay for my monthly electric bill, and that payment will be what I use to pay for the solar panel system. Now, I have a 20-year contract. It's just like a mortgage, but after 1 year, you all are going to give me upfront money to pay the electric company for one full year payment because now my electric supply is coming from my very own home, from my solar power system in my home. That means if there's a thunderstorm out there, I have independent electrical source that's not connected to these lines of electricity. So I have a greater chance, if I'm speaking correctly, of maintaining my power in my home because my solar panels have the electricity that my home needs.
Right. That when you go solar, there's an opportunity for you to add a battery backup that's going to keep your home power during those outages. And like you said, literally, I believe your average electric bill was about $130 a month. I think your solar payment's about the same. All right, so literally, you're just switching from who you're paying that money to, and yes, switching from renting to owning.
And not only that, listeners, but it will come to a point, depending on the laws for utilities, either 1 year or 2 years. I don't remember quite exactly
right,
which one.
Correct.
For Arkansas.
Correct.
But the electric company will buy back your excess electricity from your solar panel system. So when have you ever heard
Absolutely.
Of a utilities company sending you a check? And that goes on for
Absolutely.
The life of your solar system. That means you will be getting benefited from your solar power system, and the excess solar power will actually cut you a check where, if you choose to, you can use that money to help pay for your solar system, as well
That's
as
absolutely.
When you, as well as when you notify somebody and refer them to get a solar power system. If they qualify, guess what? You will also get an incentive financial blessing from them as well. Now, I'm going to say this to you, man of God. We only got a few minutes left, but if they mention my name to you, Ron E. Jefferson, I want y'all to either contact
Absolutely.
Me if you're interested in solar power energy, or if you would like to contact Mr. Demetrius Williams directly and mention Ron E. Jefferson's name, Fire the Gospel Experience. I want to include a financial blessing as well to anyone that mentions my name to you when they heard this ad. Just mention, say, I heard the ad. I heard the promotional on
Absolutely.
Fire the Gospel Experience. Brother Williams, I want to take part of what I would financially be blessed with and forward that on to anyone that mentions my name as an incentive for them to go ahead and get this deal. Because if we miss out on this, we are going to be so sorry and so sad. I am encouraging
Absolutely.
Each one of you listening to consider getting solar power. What's your contact number, Brother Demetrius?
My direct number is 501-687-3290. Again, 687-3290. I want to add, the current promotion right now is zero payments for a full year. We're going to pay your first year's electric bill / solar bill for you. So if you sign up now, no electric bill for a whole year. Entergy or your electric company would never do that for you.
Never, never. And I want to say this too, because there are certain people that have information and they take advantage of it. And then when certain other people, whoever, comes into this knowledge, all of a sudden things change, and then we see programs disappear. So listen,
Correct.
I want you all to consider strongly. Homeowners, you need to get involved into this future investment, because the world as we know it is changing, and electricity is going to be one of the number one rulers going on. And if you miss it, you're probably missing your greatest opportunity to be the best investor that you ever could be through having solar power system right there in your home. Brother Demetrius, thank you so much. I will have you back so that you can continue to inform my listeners about this wonderful opportunity to have solar power system installed in their home. And I'm looking forward to you all making that happen for me. Thank you so much, good brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Brother Demetrius Williams from Sun Power, Solar Power, Sun Pro Systems. And Lord Jesus, what a blessing, what a blessing he will do for you. Just give him a call. Amen. Amen. I am getting my home installed right away in the near future and with Sun Power System. If you would like more information, you can give me a call as well. Call me at 870-413-0220. Or send me an email to ronaldjefferson1@aol. Say, Brother Ron, I heard the promotion with you and Brother Demetrius Williams about Sun Pro getting your solar power system installed in your home, and we'll be more than happy to give you all the information that we need. Now, we are still embracing the spiritual insight from Hebrews 1:11. Do you know that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him? And I'm going to tell y'all the truth, because that so many Christians, they know that scripture verse and will quickly quote the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Man, we know that scripture. That's in Proverbs 1:10 and 1, as well as the Lord quoted it in Matthew 22 and 44. But I'm going to tell y'all the truth. That always troubled my spirit whenever I would hear Christians say this, that sit thou at my right hand until the Lord will make your enemies your footstool. Okay, with the grin and the sneer. Because they got retaliation and retribution in their mind. After all, you know, we want justice from our haters and enemies for all the pain and disturbances that they caused in our lives, right? Well, what about, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. In Matthew 5 and 44. So, how do these two scriptures coincide and come together in understanding? I mean, do we love our enemies then stomp them down to the ground? Or stomp them down and then bless them with love? No, no. I believe that the scriptures are referring to the Father speaking to the Lord Jesus exclusively about his enemies becoming his footstool. Not you and I. Because these are the blasphemous ones that have ultimately and finally rejected salvation and refused to be redeemed, which is the last slap in the face of our Lord Jesus. And this is a portion of the evidence of our faith, that those who were and still may continue to be our enemies cannot deny our obedience of our faith. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Isaiah 55 and 8. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, beloved, to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound those things which are mighty. 1 Corinthians 1 and 27. So believe. So believe. Our faith, it may seem foolish to those outside of the ark of knowledge in God. But what we know is that this foolishness that the world sees is our awesome, miraculous, and wonder-working faith that they cannot see. But they can see the fruit of our lives as evidence that God is real and his holy word is correct by the way we live and shine as bright light in this dark world of unbelief. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Y'all have blessed me so. Just wanted to get that final word of inspiration into your spirit about evidence. Yeah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to thank my special guest, Woman of God. I'm talking about host of Realizing My Best Life Talk Show, character of excellence coach and mentor, life skills coach, certified Christian counselor, and author. And then I believe she does music too. Woman of God, Janice Peterson Thomas. She says she got a new CD. I want it. You hear it on this Fire Gospel Experience, as well as Woman of God, Mr. Angel, sharing with us word of inspiration. Thank you all so much. I want to leave y'all with this final word. Waiting on God. We have been chosen, called, and anointed, and have our assignment. And yet, we waiting? Waiting for what exactly? A lightning bolt? A deep voice from a cloud? Come on, son. Pay attention to the burning in your heart. Your mind is always focused on what you know you feel. When you read your Bible, certain scriptures make you tingle all over. You ain't waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Thank you all so much. We bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. Thank you for supporting this broadcast. And we love you in Jesus. So until next time, we pray God will watch over you. Bless you until next time. I pray that you all bless the Lord Jesus. I pray that he fill your heart, your mind, and your soul with every good thing. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus. Love you, praying for you, and we pray that you will love us and pray for us back. So until next time, be blessed in the Lord.